Today, the Universal Church is remembering St. Andedung Lay and his companions, and in 1988, Pope John Paul II declared 117 Vietnamese martyrs whose lives extended over three centuries to be saints of the Church. Their witness to eternal life serves as a kind of background to the theme of thankfulness and eternal life that I'd like to develop today. During these days after Thanksgiving, we're still caught up in the spirit of gratitude that this holiday suggests. In fact, as a child, I liked the days after Thanksgiving even better than the feast itself. Cold turkey with mayonnaise and the cranberry sauce that my mother usually forgot to put on the table made one of the best sandwiches ever. Also, since we observed the holiday for a whole weekend, we have time to reflect on the feast and its deeper meaning. Aunt Tilly never stopped talking. Uncle Fred smelled of those awful cigars. And my father was more awkward than ever as he tried to say the grace. But with time, our annoyances mellow, and we're convinced that the feast is not about being thankful for things, but rests upon a deeper appreciation of the people who are so dear to us. These are my family and dear friends. The gospel reading for today can serve us well in our reflections. Luke chapter 20 speaks of the Sadducees and their preposterous argument that with Jesus over the seven brothers married to the same woman and then successively dying. At the coming of the kingdom, whose wife will she be? The Sadducees were the followers of Zadok, a priest from King David's time, and they did not believe in angels or the resurrection. They were very conservative, accepting only the first five books of the Bible, and they did not allow for any development of belief. They were also said to be rich. Their argument was to test Jesus, and at the end of the discussion they said, "Teacher, you've answered well," and no longer dared to ask him any questions. But their exchange and the memory of the martyrs raises the issue of life after death, as Jesus declares that God is a God of the living. I would say that in our world, many people believe in some sort of afterlife, but it seems to be what I'd call a soft belief. They do not speak about it very often or very clearly, and perhaps even more important, they do not make many of their life decisions with this in mind. I cannot prove an afterlife. I believe in an afterlife. But I want it to be something more than just the wish fulfillment suggested by Sigmund Freud and some of his followers who do not believe. I test my belief by the choices I make. Loving is the sort of choice that yields a certainty, a bonding of spirits and affection, blending of life that leads to the creator of life itself. Being thankful can also lead us to a convincing experience, even about eternal life. As children, we were thankful for good things. As we mature, we're thankful for other people, especially those we love. Beyond that, our thankfulness can lead us to a certain sharing of the life of the source of all gifts. In our Christian tradition, we call this contemplative love or prayer. Recently, I gave a person a small gift. As it happens, it was just what he needed, and his gratitude was so real and joyful that it created a certain parity between us. There was no longer higher and lower, giver, receiver. For the moment, we were united with the sheer delight because we shared the same joy. I was swept up in his happiness, as if we were singing together, both our voices necessary for the special effect of harmony, giving us a unique beauty. I would suggest that this is the very gesture that brings us into contact with God's gift of life, and the very person of God who, for the moment, animates our joy, and we resonate with his life and love. In this way, the path of thankfulness, I become more experienced, may I say, more certain of that life which is shared with God. A life so real and joyful that it justifies my confidence in the promises of Jesus. Our God is a God of the living. The many gestures, memories, and kindnesses of these Thanksgiving days can lead us to become part of God's living promise, not only for today, but in a way that opens out to the future. May you and your loved ones be blessed with such thankfulness during this holy time.